We know we've got a lot of work to do, especially on the offensive side of the ball, but we are committed to doing that and making sure that, you know, at whatever point it is that we break through that barrier and we wind up winning games like we had on Saturday.
There he is, Texas Longhorns head coach Tom Herman. 5 games to go in the regular season. A season that hasn't gone as well as he'd like, but as you can tell, he's not discouraged, although he's got a quarterback problem going into this Saturday's game at Baylor. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Lambeau and Sports, my daily podcast here on WBAP. UT football, just one of the stories trending in the last 24 hours, along with the Cowboys, Maverick Stars, and Janet Jackson. There's always plenty to talk about, and football is always top of mind around here. There are some big games coming up this weekend in the Big 12. First game of the day, Saturday in Waco, where the 0-7 Baylor Bears host the 3-4 Longhorns. Both teams are a lot better than their records would indicate. And I'll say it, Texas is a lot better than Baylor. Just ask USC, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. 3 teams the Horns could have beat. 3 games where Texas was using a freshman quarterback in Sam Ehlinger. But Ehlinger is hurt, going through concussion protocol after 2 days of displaying symptoms.
No, it was something that came up after the game and really after the media stuff that he did post-game. And, you know, that's when the medical guys kind of noticed something off, and he was complaining a little bit. And so they evaluated him at that point, sent him home. Nothing concrete at that point Saturday night. Give it 24 hours. He came back yesterday and showed some symptoms. So, I hope by now we all know, you know, the coach's role in that is very, very limited, if any, you know. And my understanding is, you know, he was cleared symptom-free the entire week after the Oklahoma game. Obviously, he was cleared enough to go back in the game. And then at some point during the game against Oklahoma State, something happened.
So Herman will start Shane Buechele if Ehlinger isn't cleared to play against Baylor, but Buechele is wearing an ankle brace after missing the last 3 games with a serious sprain. Texas hasn't been able to figure out how to get their offense on track, but they're playing a Baylor team that took 22nd-ranked West Virginia to the wire last Saturday in Waco. The Horns can't afford to lose at McLean Stadium with games left at 4th-ranked TCU and West Virginia. They also have home games left with Kansas and Texas Tech. The Red Raiders hosting Oklahoma Saturday night in Lubbock. The Sooners still fighting to win the Big 12 championship and stay in the college football playoff picture. Oklahoma State is also in the conversation. The Pokes at West Virginia, while the best game of the day might be at Ames, Iowa, where 25th-ranked Iowa State hosts the Horned Frogs. Your Cyclones coach, Matt Campbell.
What jumps out on both sides of the ball when you turn on the tape and look at TCU?
You know, I think the first word that comes to mind is speed. And, you know, they've got elite speed on both sides of the football. And, you know, offensively, obviously, you know, to have a quarterback like they have who's got the ability to not only, you know, throw the ball but run the ball, and it's got a really complementary receiving core. And I think the most impressive thing is watching their ability to run the ball, you know, and that's what's allowed them to really sustain success. So, I think the speed on the offensive side, and then you flip over defensively, and, you know, Coach Patterson and obviously his background and, you know, what they have always done defensively to really, you know, challenge who you are as an offense is really impressive. But he's got those guys flying around and, you know, playing, you know, with elite speed and guys that are playing and knowing what to do to play in and play out. So really impressive football team right now.
And don't forget, you can hear Iowa State and TCU Saturday afternoon on WBAP with a kickoff at 2:30. Horned Frogs going for their 8th win of the season, a season that could be something really special. On the flip side, the season hasn't gone very well for the Mavericks up to this point. They were blown out by the defending champion Golden State Warriors last night at the American Airlines Center, losing 133-103, slipping to 0-4 with a good Memphis team here tomorrow night, and then they play the Grizzlies again on Thursday in Memphis, so back-to-back games. And on the ice up in Denver, your Dallas Stars going for their 5th straight win of the season. Stars and the Avalanche underway at 8 o'clock. That game on radio on our sister station, 1310 AM and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. And coming up Sunday, you've got the Cowboys and the Redskins, a Washington team that lost at Philadelphia last night in the Monday night game. The Skins, like the Cowboys, are 3-3 up to this point. Dallas found out yesterday they know for certain that running back Ezekiel Elliott will be able to play, although Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett not really wanting to discuss a lot about the legal mess that Elliott's season has become.
Pleasing to know you'll have Ezekiel Elliott this week against Washington, going in knowing the full week that you'll have him.
Yeah, Zeke's a good football player.
What does it do mindset-wise going in knowing a week ago you didn't know?
Yeah, again, and you guys have asked that question a lot. I do think, you know, Zeke in particular, but our whole football team has done a good job just focusing on what we can control in regards to that issue and really any other issue. And you come to work every day, you prepare to play as best you can individually and collectively, and then you go play on Sundays. And who's ever available to you, you go try your best with those guys. And I think our team has done a good job of that. Control what we can control each and every day, focus on the day, and then go play. And I think last week was a good example of that.
Jason Garrett yesterday up at the Star in Frisco. Sunday's game underway at 3:25, televised on Fox TV, which is also carrying the World Series. Texas Rangers outfielder Delano DeShields sounds like he thinks the Dodgers will beat the Astros in the Fall Classic.
You know, for me, for the Dodgers to come out and pull this off, I think that from a pitcher standpoint, you got to attack the zone. This is a team that they don't swing at balls. So, you know, from a pitcher standpoint, you just got to go right after them and trust your defense and keep the ball down. Keep them ball down in the zone. They like to see the ball up, and give your defense a chance to make some plays for you and get some quick outs. For the offensive side, for the Dodgers, you know, facing Houston pitchers all year round, you know, they have some guys that have really good stuff. For me, you have to be selective, aggressive. You get something that you like, put a good swing on it, try to do some damage. You know, especially when you got people on base, you gotta, you know, just kind of pass the torch. Don't try to win the game in one swing. Do little things, play small ball, do whatever you can to just put some runs on the board early, and you know, get the bullpen a chance to close the game out. And you know, the Dodgers bullpen has been incredible this whole postseason. So you know, I have to feel like if you do those things, Dodgers. Y'all have a good chance to win that trophy.
Game one tonight on the air at 7 o'clock, where one of the big stories is the weather. It's going to be hot at Dodger Stadium. They'll play two games in L.A. before the series shifts to Texas on Friday. I'm not sure if they can do it or not, but I'll be rooting for Houston to win. Finally, we close out yesterday's podcast talking about Justin Timberlake, announcing he would be the headliner for the halftime show for Super Bowl 18 in February. But not everybody's happy about it. Apparently, many Twitter users aren't willing to look past his performance alongside Janet Jackson at the 2004 Super Bowl. Using hashtag justice for Janet, people are calling out the NFL for selecting Timberlake, given his involvement in Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show 14 years ago. In case you forgot, near the end of the number, Timberlake ripped off a piece of Jackson's top, revealing Jackson's right pierced nipple as about 90 million viewers watched live. As a result of the scandal, a.k.a. Nipplegate, CBS was fined $550,000 by the FCC, and a five-second delay was instituted for halftime shows. Jackson arguably faced the brunt of the blame, as the years following the incident saw a downtick in her career as Timberlake flourished. A rep for Jackson previously claimed that only part of her ensemble was supposed to be removed, saying the malfunction was not intentional, and both Jackson and Timberlake have apologized for what happened. Still, fans are demanding an apology from Timberlake and the opportunity for Jackson to return to the halftime stage. How about that? Speaking of Twitter, you can always tweet me at LamboWBAP, and you can catch the podcast here daily. Of course, you can catch me every morning live on WBAP between 5 and 9 a.m. Thanks, as always, for listening to my podcast, Lambeau on Sports. And until the next time, have a great day, everybody. I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.